5 past 5, you're listening to PM. He was the youngest Home Secretary since Winston Churchill. During a long political career as a Tory minister and peer, Lord Britton also served as Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Trade and Industry Secretary, and Vice President of the European Commission. More recently, he made headlines again after allegations that he was handed a dossier containing details of a Westminster paedophile ring in the 1980s. He denied any wrongdoing or cover-up. Last night, Lord Britton died at the age of 75 after a long battle with cancer. Our political correspondent Chris Mason looks back at his career.
Carolyn, Lord Britton was born in 1939 into a middle-class home in North London. Brought up in the Orthodox Jewish tradition, his father was a family doctor. State and privately educated, his younger years were typical of many a politician of his generation and later ones. Oxbridge, the law, political ambition, the House of Commons. But his journey to the green benches of Westminster wasn't quick. "Take me on as your Conservative candidate," he said, in 6 constituencies. 6 constituencies said no. So did the voters of North Kensington in London in 1966 and 1970, where he was the Tory candidate. Eventually, in 1974, he made it to the Commons as MP for Cleveland and Whitby, and later nearby Richmond. North Yorkshire would become his political home. His rise once he arrived at Westminster was quick. Take a listen to this. As Home Secretary in 1983, he called for the return of the death penalty for terrorist murders.
"Those who take this view, Mr. Speaker, are not thirsting for revenge, but they do regard it as the duty of the state to signal its total and absolute repugnance for those who commit crimes that undermine its very foundations."
He later became Trade and Industry Secretary, a move seen by some as a demotion. He would find himself caught up in one of the big political spats of the time, a row over the future of a helicopter company called Westland. It was a row that led to the resignation of his cabinet colleague, Michael, now Lord Heseltine, and later his resignation too. But on election night 1987, whilst proudly wearing a blue Conservative rosette the size of a dinner plate, he tried to shrug off the affair.
"I don't feel any scars whatsoever. It's not an issue that has arisen in the course of the campaign or anything like that. And I really haven't given it a thought for quite a while, to be quite honest."
But his Westminster career was on the wane. A new political field would soon be his instead. His destination? Brussels, as a European commissioner. His staff, including a young man called Nick Clegg. Here is Lord Britton reflecting then on a huge talking point at the time. Did Britain's destiny lie in signing up to a European single currency?
"I think that it would be very unwise for either government or opposition to rule out joining the single currency for many years, because, of course, events are moving fast, and British business and industry, as it sees a single currency going ahead across the Channel, is likely to clamour increasingly for Britain to have the benefits of it and not to lose out from not joining in."
Leon Britton was knighted and then given a peerage in the New Year's Honours in 2000. But he wasn't to be afforded obscurity in retirement. Instead, a swirl of questions in the last years of his life about events in the 1980s. The legacy of the revelations about Jimmy Savile had left the UK asking itself awkward questions about its past. Awkward questions about the conduct of its leaders a generation ago. Were he still alive, Lord Britton was likely to be called to give evidence over a dossier he received from Conservative MP Geoffrey Dickins in 1983, apparently documenting the alleged involvement of VIPs in a child sex ring. He had flatly denied failing to act when he was given the file. Also, last June, the BBC understands Lord Britton was interviewed under caution by police in connection with the alleged rape of a 19-year-old student in 1967. The alleged rape, he said, was entirely without foundation. This afternoon in the Commons, the Leader of the House, William Hague, offered this reflection on Lord Britton's life.
"Many of us who've known him a long time know he's been ill for many months, but it is a sad moment to receive this news. He was, as the House will understand, my predecessor as Member of Parliament for Richmond, Yorkshire, which is why I particularly want to pay tribute to him as a former member of this House and former Home Secretary, and he was a kind, assiduous and brilliant man."
The Prime Minister added that Leon Britton was a dedicated and fiercely intelligent public servant. But with his passing, questions will still be asked about what he and others knew or didn't during a period a generation ago, now being forensically examined.